Hello? Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Who's this?
Okay. Sorry, sir. My bad. Having issues. My name is James. I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Florida. First of all, sir, are you registered to vote in Florida?
Yes, I am.
Yes, you are. Okay, perfect. Have the pleasure to speak with Mr. Jeffrey Shane.
That's me.
Thank you, sir. And perfect. Let's go ahead and continue. And let me ask you, what are the chances of you voting in the August 20th primary election for U.S. Senate, the Florida Legislature, and other offices, for example?
100%.
You're 100% sure. Okay, let me mark that down here as your answer. And tell me, do you plan to vote in the Republican primary or the Democrat primary?
Democratic.
Democratic, okay. And in what year were you born?
1951.
Thank you for that. And are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
No. Okay. And do you consider yourself to be white, African-American, or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, or Pacific Islander, multiracial, or another race not listed here?
White.
White, okay. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Florida are going on the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off the wrong track?
Yeah, they've gone off the wrong track.
Thank you for that. And I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I'd like you to rate your feelings toward each one, as, for example, very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have not opinion or have never heard of them, please let me know that as well. But let's go ahead and start. For example, Joe Biden.
Favorable.
Favorable. Kamala Harris.
Favorable.
Barbara Sharif or Sharif?
Sharif. Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable. Chad Klitschman.
Oh, I know nothing about him. I just get his advertisements in the mail.
Okay, okay. And last but not least, Rodney W. Jacobs Jr.
I know nothing about him. I just get his advertisements in the mail.
Oh, okay. Thank you for that. And if the Democratic primary for Florida State Senate were held today and the candidates in your district were Barbara Sharif, Chad Klitschman, and Rodney W. Jacobs Jr., for whom you will vote? Barbara Sharif, Chad Klitschman,
Sharif.
Or
Sharif.
Sharif? Sharif, okay. And how's her name? Are you that you will vote for Barbara Sharif? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
I didn't understand that question. You're saying certain?
Certain, yes.
Oh, okay. Somewhat certain right now.
Somewhat certain. Okay. Let me mark that as your answer, and thank you for that. And still thinking about the Democrat primary election, please tell me which one of these issues is the most important to you in descending, in deciding for you voting for the Florida State Senate.
So from the one that's most important to me to the least important.
Yeah, actually, it will be just the most important. It will be just one. And let's go ahead and tell me which one it will be for you. Let me read the examples that we have in here. For example, the first one will be voting rights, jobs and wages, LGBTQ rights, climate change and the environment, education, healthcare, protecting reproductive rights, home and property insurance.
That's it. Reproductive rights. Reproductive rights.
Reproductive rights. Thank you for that. And finally, I would like to ask you a few questions just for statistical purposes only. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Moderate.
Moderate. Okay. Now, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed? First to 11th.
4 years of college. Four years of college.
4 years of college. Thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name, please?
Jeffrey. J-E-F-F-R-E-Y.
Thank you, Mr. Jeffrey. Well, that concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, and I hope you have a really good rest of the day, okay?
You too. Bye now.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.